Hi there. It's Monday, the 23rd of March, 2020, the year where you can see clearly. This is the very first podcast from Trends and Targets, and if it's a wee bit amateurish, tough luck. It's the first time we've done this. To get some headline numbers out of the way before I start to dribble on about boring stuff, Wall Street is showing a massive bottom potential at around 2,000 points, last visited in 1988. Meanwhile, the FTSE is also showing a bottom potential of around 2,000 points. And frankly, it doesn't make sense. These are potentials, they're not necessarily predictions yet. Brent crude, on the other hand, I actually got complaints when I'd mentioned that Brent crude was heading to $25, perhaps even $15. Something important happened. It made $25, actually made $25.08, and then it bounced. Didn't break the $25, and that tends to be one of my big criteria for really bad stuff ahead. Anyway, here we are in Scotland, and I'm in quarantine, lockdown, or whatever you want to call it. I'm one of these lucky people that has got an illness called leukemia. It's, in my case, it's incurable, comes back every 5 years, gets a few months of chemotherapy, and then I'm on holiday for a further 5 years. Basically, it means I'm already quarantined most of the time because of a compromised immune system. And until now, it's never been anything which really worried me. Now, of course, it's a wee bit scary, especially as politicians managed to mention leukemia twice in the same statement when they were talking about vulnerable people. I never thought myself as being particularly vulnerable, to be quite honest. You know, I was supposed to attend the hospital on Wednesday of this week, and just for a laugh, I printed off a Jimmy Savile mask to go over my surgical mask at the hospital, on the basis that if you walked into hospital wearing a Jimmy Savile mask, fairly sure in this day and age no one will come near you. It's going to give one of the best exclusion zones imaginable. Anyway, back to the markets. The Dow Jones, it looks really terrible. Time of writing, even though I'm talking, it's 18,750. And I'm showing a trigger level now around 18,000 points. If the market breaks below such a point, very, very easy for it to reverse to 14,000 points. And I would kind of hope for a bounce at that level. Whether any bounce is sustainable remains to be seen, because that breaks all sorts of trends. My secondary, if the 14,000 point level breaks, is down at 6,074 points. That is a real problem. It establishes a low, which is a lower low than achieved in 2009, when the markets crashed. Lower lows are a really bad thing as far as the stock market's concerned, and in this instance, it allows me to predict ultimate bottom being roughly 1,954 points, a return to 1988's level, which must be around when Money for Nothing was in the charts. Need to check that. Sorry about the wee bit of music. Blogs are always really boring. And I'll try and jolly it up with a bit of acoustic guitar. And to be honest, I did want to use an electric guitar to play that, and my wife had quite firmly warned me off. She doesn't think people with ears bleeding would be a useful audience for this nonsense. Anyway, yeah, the Dow looks rotten. It needs above 25,000 points just to get out of trouble. And visually, there is zero chance of that happening anytime soon. If I switch to the FTSE, the FTSE is closed today, Monday the 23rd, at 4,993 points. The trigger level in the FTSE for real trouble appears to be 4,800. That's below that's very much an abandoned hope, all ye who dare to open a long position, because initially I'm looking at reversal to 4,330 odd points, and visually not the greatest of likelihoods of a real bounce happening at that level. Don't get me wrong, it probably will bounce, but I've got this rule that if a movement breaks the target level in the first surge, now breaks could be up or down, the secondary target level will invariably make an appearance despite any near-term bounce which could happen. In the case of the FTSE, the secondary before 4,300 is down at 3,150 points. That, similar to the Dow, is really bad. It's below the low of 2009, taking the UK market into a zone where ultimate bottom comes in at 1,994 points. And it was last around that level in 1990. Interesting. They seem to like their numbers. What else have we got? The pound-dollar relationship. Who is it today? Oh, pound-dollar. 1.1472 at present. Right, there's a trigger level on the cable, GBP/USD. In case you're wondering, it's called cable because trading was once done exclusively via a transatlantic undersea cable. A really boring explanation for why people in the know call the pairing cable. Below 1.14 is bad. Looks like 1.08 will be the initial ambition. If that breaks, the pairing should bottom at 96. I'm a wee bit confused as to why Forex is even moving, because basically every country seems to be up shit street at the moment. So it should really just be business as usual, but no, different markets are behaving very, very differently. Bitcoin and Ethereum, I've never liked either of them, I'll be quite honest, and I'm fairly sure they face some serious trouble. Sorry about the wee noise as I'm frantically looking for my calculations. Oh, here we are. Bitcoin, yeah. It's trading in a zone where bottom is probably $2,650. If it breaks, secondary is at $903. This being what I'll call an ultimate bottom. I can't calculate anything below that for Bitcoin. Gold. How's gold looking? Do I have a gold chart anywhere? Gold. Where is the gold? While I'm looking for gold, I want to talk about something else. I just can't think of anything really interesting to talk about. The crazy thing is I'm doing this as if, well, not as if, I am literally in quarantine. I've got a terrible cough, which, fortunately, I know has got nothing to do with COVID-19 and rather a lot to do with my darling little granddaughter who appeared at Christmas with a cold. Because of my already compromised immune system, I caught a cold and it just won't go away. Very, very annoying. But if you want a look of real horror, get around a medical person nowadays and cough. They are not impressed. Gold's mucking about at the moment. Right now it's trading at 15.50. I won't be surprised to see it drop to around 13.80. That will be a good point to stock if you're looking to catch a bounce against the product. Anything else I want to talk about just now? No, I think I've given it 10 minutes. That's enough. And you've heard some of my crap guitar playing. My horrible cough. And I'll do another one of these podcast things as soon as possible, once I've got some more interesting markets to look at. I guess, actually, I should look at France, Germany, and Japan. It's always easy to ignore Japan, but it's a very reliable market. Anyway, thanks for listening to my... It's now 11 minutes of hell. Catch you again soon.